school days, school lunches, work lunches. Ugh. I want to run something by you that I found out about some good friends of mine, Marnie and Damo. Well, Damo specifically on the weekend. Damo was a roof tiler. He's only just very recently retired, still does bits and pieces, but, you know, for 25 years he was up there tiling roofs in the hot sun. How he did it, I don't know.
Shirt on or off.
Shout out to him, shout out to all the tradies, shout out to all the roof tilers. But they were telling me on Saturday night that for 25 years...
He kept his shirt off.
No, well, he did actually for a lot of it, naughty boy. But for 25 years, he has taken, and if he goes to work now, he still takes the exact same lunch for 25
what?
Years, which consists
yeah,
of...
Yeah, tell us.
I know. A ham and cheese sanger, a packet of chips, muesli bar,
hang on,
and a
salt
yogurt.
And vinegar?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
Good question.
Packet of chips, right?
Hopefully they're listening. They can text me through the flavour. But... And a yogurt. So, but it has to be in this order every day. So he has always the yogurt first.
God.
Then the sandwich.
Yeah.
Then the chips. Right. And then, so he has that sort of for Smoko.
Right.
And then at lunchtime, he has just the muesli bar. And that's because
it's a light lunch.
Well, he finds it too hot. You know, when it's you know, really, really searingly hot. He can't have, you know, too much food in his guts.
So he's happy with the water for drink?
He just has the muesli bar. Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. For 25 years. I mean, Marnie, she just makes his lunch, you know, and makes her son's lunch as well.
She's on autopilot then, really.
Yeah, she loves it. She said it's absolutely fantastic because it's just a no-brainer. She doesn't even have to think about it. And he'd make his own lunch if Marnie couldn't be bothered or was busy.
God, that's boring.
But, yeah, the same lunch. Well, I thought this would resonate hard with you because you are a routines man.
Look, I know, Damo, and I get it, Marnie. I get it because, look, confess, I pretty much do the same lunch every day.
Come on. What is in your lunch?
It's a sandwich.
Yep. What's on the sanger?
It's either cheese, ham, and a bit of salad. It's the same basic stuff all the time with ricotta and pepper.
With ricotta and pepper on your sandwich?
As well. Yeah, that's my... Wow. Instead of using butter, I use ricotta and pepper and then fill it in.
Yep.
Two snacks, and they could be muesli bar, a fig bar or something. Whatever's got Whatever's got 5-star rating, bar. So two of those, and then always an apple.
It's
the only fruit I like is bananas. Well, you've got to have them in a particular way. Everything else, like a stone fruit's too, you know, gets in your hands, becomes too messy. And it's all packed in my neat little lunchbox. The only deviation I make, and it's the only one, is on a Monday, I do the protein shake because I haven't bothered going shopping, so I've got nothing in the cupboard.
Okay, so you just have... And do you... Remind me, you have a green apple, don't you?
A green apple,
always green?
Green, don't like the red.
Don't ever deviate.
And that also moves... I won't. And that also moves at dinner time every night, it's tuna and rice.
Yeah, I can't believe you have tuna and rice every night for dinner. What is the family doing?
They're having whatever, their steaks and what have you. I might grab a little bit of, if they have a schnitz, maybe a bite of it or something, but I stick to that same routine just to keep it on the even keel.
Is this a weight loss thing?
It's something I started and really haven't got out of.
Oh, that's boring.
But yeah, I know it. Yeah,
you
I know.
Should mix it up, Bilks.
You know, I did get some gut fatigue. I did tell you a few weeks ago I was just had this meh feeling in my tummy.
Mm.
Went to the doc and he said, you know what, your gut's bored with just the same stuff day in, day out.
Not only are your listeners bored, your gut's bored.
Sorry, Zeke family, I'm boring.
No, you're not. You are one of the most unique individuals I've ever come across. But I was just thinking, I'm all over the shop. As you know, I am just a disorganised mess.
Yeah, so you're one day of eggs Benny, another day you're eating a bloody muffin or, porridge
Benny.
Or...
No, I'm all over the shop. Usually it's just,
And sometimes you don't even eat.
The night before. Well, exactly. If I can't be bothered getting the cottage pie out of the fridge or the spag bol.
Mm.
Yeah, so I want to know, surely there are other people like Damo that have taken the same lunch for the last however many years in the Zinc family.
Well, what's your routine, your boring lunch? Alana, can you share?
I have a banana with coffee every single morning almost.
Oh, there you go.
That's your brekkie. That's your superpower brekkie, is it?
Yep.
And how do you like your bananas? Because this is very important. Bilko likes his a little bit, with a few brown spots on, don't
you? A lot of brown spots.
A lot of brown. How do you like your banana?
Yeah. Right. That is right.
Okay.
You know, if a banana's got brown marks, that's the best nutrition and taste you'll get.
Okay.
Nicely
All right.
Done.
All right. Thank you.
How many years, Alana, have you been doing this for?
10 or more, probably.
Oh, there you go. So do you eat other fruits at all, or it's always a banana?
Oh, yeah, I eat any fruit, almost fruit.
Okay.
But a coffee and banana to get us started.
I'll tell you what, can I ask you this, Alana? Do you often get strange looks from any blokes at your workplace?
I work in a car dealership. You can imagine the comments I can get.
I was going to say, imagine that. Every morning at 7:17, oh, heck, there's like 10 blokes lined up.
Have you like those calendars in the back shed? Anyway, moving on. Phil, tell us about what you have for lunch every day. Is it the same? Is it different? Is it what?
Mate, it's not me. It was my brother, my eldest brother.
Yep. What was his name?
Kenny.
What did he have?
He had peanut butter sandwiches for about 30, 40 years.
I think I'm bored with my tuna and rice, but man, peanut butter clogging your guts all the time.
His wife used to say to him when he got married, Margaret used to say to him, dog, what else do you want for lunch? You know my lunch, you know my morning tea. That's it.
Oh, what was morning tea?
Morning tea too.
Oh, so he'd have a peanut butter sandwich for morning tea and one for...
No, peanut butter sayo.
A peanut butter sayo. Wow, he's a man of variety. Was it white bread?
Pardon? No, it was just sayos, darling.
Oh, just sayos.
Yuck.
So here's a question, Phil. This is important to me. Did he have butter as well as peanut butter?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, me too.
Extra smooth.
Yeah, right. I love the butter with the peanut butter. Yeah. Oh, delicious.
He's done that all his working life.
Okay.
And how'd his guts end up? Do they sort of gooey and bit, you know?
Okay. So we don't need that information.
All right, we don't, no. Thanks,
Phil. Hey, Phil, very quickly, what do you have for lunch most days?
Me? I just have a meat and tomato toasted sandwich.
Yeah.
Or peanut butter sandwich or a Vegemite and cheese sandwich or...
Yep, but you mix it up. Bit of variety within the sandwich. Good on you, Phil. Like
that. Yeah, you got to mix it up. I mean, Ken, his guts must have looked tragic after all those years.
You're fixated on Ken's guts. Come on, mate. Well,
just peanut butter going through your veins for 35 years. It just be...
You know what? I can't believe I forgot to ask Phil whether it was smooth or crunchy.
Oh.
What do you go?
I've got to go smooth, yeah.
No, I'm crunchy.
I like the bits.
I love the
bits in the food.